Hi, my name is Don Brown.
And Don, what brings you to this community event tonight?
Well, I'm an architect with the Jensen Group Architect, and we've been retained to participate in this design of this building here on Wesley Street, the Canadian Mental Health Association. This is really an exciting building for us to be involved with. It's a 35-unit building for the hard-to-house homeless people and people who need a little extra help in life to get going. So this is we've worked with the Canadian Mental Health Association before on a project in Duncan, the Walmond House project, and so we're really excited to be involved again with this group.
What do you hope to learn, gain, and walk away with from coming from this forum?
Well, these community meetings are really essential for the design process, particularly this type of building. There's often a lot of questions from the local neighbors and from the community in general about how the project's going to be managed and how it's going to be built and what the outcomes are of introducing this type of building into the neighborhood. So we're always very open and eager to listen to what local residents have to say. And they do form a valuable part of the input into the design of this project.
And on the 4th of November, a roundtable is going to be taking place at CHLY with a few guests. What would you like to, at this time, tell the listeners about the project itself and maybe speak to or answer some of the questions that you've been receiving?
Yeah, what often a lot of the concerns really from the local residents is really more about how the building's going to be managed over the long term. And Canadian Mental Health have got a very good track record of putting together local community agreements with the neighbors. We've been involved with a number of projects as well, particularly in Victoria. We were the architects for the Our Place project and also for the project which is about to open for Kool-Aid, which is the Ellis Street project as well. And these are homeless shelters. And they engender a lot of concerns from neighbors about the way they're going to operate. And a lot of the questions we get asked about is how does the building respond to a lot of these concerns about how residents come and go and basically how the building will interact with its neighbors. And so we can demonstrate through either the buildings which are in operation now or the methodology and the types of systems we put into the building, which can show that how these buildings are not only safe for the residents but safe for the neighborhood as well.
You could please state your name.
Michelle Hillier.
Alexia Penny.
And what brings you to this forum or this gathering tonight?
I'm just really interested about how we're dealing with the homelessness and how we're supporting people.
I'm here for a couple of reasons. I'm part of the board of directors of the Nanaimo Old City Association, so I'm here partly in that capacity. I'm here as a resident of the neighborhood, and I'm here also, I work for CMHA, who's got the contract to manage this building, and so I'm really interested in watching the process as it unfolds and this project sort of comes to fruition.
And keeping that in mind, as this process is coming to fruition, what do you see happening around you at this meeting, and what would you like to learn, and what are you walking away with?
I'm walking away with some more information about this particular site and the potential here and all the information about the units.
I was really familiar with the project when I came because I do work for the agency that's going to be managing it. So mostly I wanted to come and see who came out, what kind of turnout we have, what am I taking away. Actually, a bit more information about the project, what Michelle mentioned about the gardens and so on. I wasn't aware that they were actually doing that sort of heritage thing at the back, which is very cool. I sort of wish there had been a few more people around. I'd love to see a bit more of the neighborhood out than we've got tonight. But
It's still a good turnout, though. It's still really good, yeah.
And on the 4th of November, People First Radio is holding a roundtable. If you were to ask a question or present an observation at this time or to inform the listeners of this program, for those who maybe haven't attended, what would you like them to know? Or if you have a particular question that you would like to ask the panel, what would it be at that time?
I think the thing that I would like people who tune in to know that may be unfamiliar with low-barrier housing and that approach as a harm reduction model is to understand that it looks like a lot of money on the front end as we get these projects up and running. In fact, over time, it's been proven to be a cost saver as folks are supported in the community. They use emergency less, they use police services less, they use ambulance services less. There's the potential for people without intervention might not have managed to deal with whatever their issues are that are causing them to be homeless. Not everybody, but there will be some people who will manage to turn their lives around. And always in the back of our mind, we live in the world of economics and accountants, and I think it's really important to keep in mind that not only does this have social merit, but it also has economic merit. This is a much more economically feasible way of dealing with folks and this huge problem we have of homelessness, addictions, those sorts of things.
I think the main thing for me is the fear factor that people have around the homelessness and how and the fact that they don't have places to go unless they're truly off drugs or alcohol or anything like that.